I will thank you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will talk about all of your wonderful acts. I will celebrate and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, Most High. Hey, everyone. Nathan here. I'm one of LifePoint's campus life pastors serving at the Lewis Center campus. Welcome to another LeaderCast. I started out by reading these verses in Psalm 9 because I wanted to talk about celebration and how celebration should lead to worship in our groups. And if you recall, during the new leader orientation training, we spent some time talking about how important it was to worship within our life groups. And one great way to worship is to celebrate the great things that Jesus has done. So I thought we'd take a look at some of the great things that Jesus has done through LifePoint, even in the few short weeks between this LeaderCast and the last. So we recently completed our roster update, and what that roster update revealed is that our campuses have grown by leaps and bounds over the past few weeks, especially during the Now Playing Message series. And all of our campuses have experienced record growth in numbers, and the numbers are great, and they help us see how God is sending people our way, but numbers alone, they don't really paint the whole picture. That's where we see things like all these baptisms and that we've had recently, and all the people coming back to Next Steps to pray or to ask for prayer, or all the people who finished Discovering Life membership class recently. All of this comes into play, and this paints a bigger picture of how Jesus is working within our church. So this shows that people are getting connected and that they're taking next steps in their spiritual journey. So once again, with all of these new people pouring into our campuses, we have such a huge reason to celebrate because, you know, this is all translating to life change. Life change is happening. People are dedicating and rededicating their lives to the Lord. People are making connections with others, and they're living an authentic community. Now, our Westerville campus, it's just gone to 3 services, and they broke an attendance record. And our Delaware campus has started construction on their new space and has had record numbers of people in their Discovering Life membership class. And our Plain City and Marion campuses have seen new people attend regularly, and they're beginning to see people connect into the launch pathway and life groups. And at Lewis Center, we're seeing groups multiplying and new leaders engage in training. And all of this is wonderful preparation that's taking place for all the new people who are going to want to join into groups. So as life group leaders, many of you have gotten to see firsthand how God is changing lives through our church. And many of you have shared stories of people in your life groups taking steps in spiritual maturity. And what a blessing it is to have a front row seat in witnessing God's hand. A few weeks back in my life group, we spent the whole group time hearing from 2 of our members that went to Uganda on the mission trip. And we got to celebrate as a group in their experience. They shared about what they encountered and how God was working on that trip. And we all got to share in that experience. There's so much to celebrate. So don't miss out on the opportunity to celebrate what Jesus is doing in your life group. And let that celebration lead to worship. The more we celebrate and the more we say thank you to Jesus, the more our groups grow together in community because we're sharing an experience of thanksgiving with our Lord. And don't miss out on what God is doing within your group. Sometimes we get stuck on negativity. Sometimes our prayer and share time revolves only around the things that we're struggling with or the challenges that we're trying to overcome. And that stuff is important. Like, we want to share that in group, but we don't want to celebrate. We don't want to not celebrate the praises that we have within our group. Taking time to give thanks and to celebrate praises, well, it's just awesome to hear how God is working. So that's my advice. As leaders, be the first to share what God is doing in our church. Yell about God's goodness from the rooftops. And let our life groups and all the people that come to our life groups follow suit, because they'll be more accustomed to hearing about these celebrations and want to share what God is doing in their lives. Well, until next time, be grateful for God's provision and mercy. And don't forget, stay connected to Him in prayer.